I greet everyone on this wonderful Sunday morning. I am thankful to the Lord. Just before the service, I could still speak to Reverend Stegan. And he could pray with me and ask that the Lord would work. And that is my wish, that the Lord would work. There's nothing I can do, but if the Lord could work and speak to us. Baba also asked that I send his regards to everyone. And that I would send his greetings to everyone. So we thank the Lord for that. Let's still pray. Our Heavenly Father, it is our prayer that you would work. That you would speak, and that through your Holy Spirit, you will work amongst us. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory. May your name be glorified through it. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
These days, I was reading through the book of Ephesians. And it's wonderful if you read something and the Lord speaks to you. So much that the next day I read it again. Even the third day I said I want to read it again because it's sweet like honey. It should be like that. It should be like that, that when we read God's words, he is inspired words, that it does something to us. If I read it and it does nothing to me, something is wrong. So when we read God's word, pray, say, Lord, please speak to me. Just in summary, Paul writes the book of Ephesians to the people in Ephesus. And he writes it to strengthen the brethren. Baba Ngubane said, let us not lose our faith. Let us hold on to it. Paul writes this letter telling them, hold on to your faith. And
it's
interesting here in the Life Application Bible, they've got a bit of a summary, and they talk about the churches and the different churches. They say buildings will vary. There will be all different types of buildings. People will listen at all corners of the world. Maybe they'll even be separated. It's amazing when I read it, how it pertains to us today. But they say, yeah, the Church of Jesus Christ are the people, his people, of every race and nation who love Christ and are committed to serving him. I agree. We miss the service. We miss the coming together. But may we, under the circumstances, stay one. Until the Lord allows us to come together again. So Paul writes in the book about God's blessings. He makes specific mention to the Holy Spirit. He says that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He speaks about sin and that we are freed from sin. And he reminds the people that we have been set free from the bondage of sin. Paul spent 3 years in the churches in Ephesus. When he wrote this letter, he was in jail, sentenced to death. Under King Nero. But yet, he encourages the church. I'll come to that later, but keep that in mind. He reminds them that they need to stay close to God. He reminds them that they are in the household of God. Spontaneously, he praises the Lord.
He
urges the believers to have unity in their commitment to Christ.
I'm
just summarizing a few points. He says they should have the highest moral standards, the highest.
Paul
then reminds them that the church is in a constant battle with the forces of darkness and that they should use every spiritual weapon at their disposal.
Paul
wrote to the churches to remind them of what is important. To bring them back to the basics. Brethren, remember this and don't let go of this. It's good to now and then stand still and remember why we are here. Probably more often than what we do. And it's a blessing that we have people amongst us that can still remind us. People that's been there from the beginning of this work. People that can tell us, this is how the Lord showed us in the beginning. This is why we did this. We appreciate those people. Do we appreciate them enough? And do we ask them advice enough? Maybe not as often as we should. But we thank the Lord for those people. So the verses I would like to read in Ephesians from chapter 3, from verse
14.
Ephesians 3 from verse 14. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father. The Creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit.
Ukuba ngokwengcebo yenkazimulo yakhe aninike uqiniseka emandleni kamoya wakhe kumuntu ongaphakathi.
Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust Him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong.
UKristu ahlale ezinhlizweni zenu ngokukholwa ukuze nigxile nisekelwe othandweni.
And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is.
Nibe namandla okuqonda kanye nabangcwele bonke okungububanzi nobude nokuphakama nokujula.
May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
Nokulwazi uthando lukaKristu oludlula ukwazi konke ukuze nigcwaliswe kube ngokugcwala konke kuNkulunkulu.
Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than what we might ask or think.
Kepha yena unamandla okwenza okukhulu kakhulu kunakho konke sicelayo nesiqondayo ngokwamandla asebenza kithi.
Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Makube kuye udumo ebandleni nakuKristu Jesu ezizukulwaneni zonke zaphakade naphakade. Amen.
Paul starts by writing, "When I think of all this."
UPaul uqala alobe ngokuthi uma ngibuka noma ngicabanga ngayo yonke lento.
Dear Christian, what is it that's in your thoughts and my thoughts?
Mzalwane othandekayo, yini esemcabangweni wakho nasemcabangweni wami?
What is it that occupies our minds all day long?
Yini le egcwele emqondweni yethu usuku lonke?
And what does it drive us to do?
Lento isiqhubu kuba senzeni na?
Yes, we have many things to do. We work.
Yebo kuningi esikwenzayo siyasebenza.
Maybe we have a business, maybe we need to pay bills. There are things on our mind.
Mhlambe sine business kudinga sikhokhe imali ezithize, kukhona okusemqondweni yethu.
But if I can ask you this morning, what is the main thing on your mind?
Kodwa mangakubuza lo mbuzo ekseni nje, yini lesemqoka kunakho konke semqondweni kuwe?
That what you stop and you think, what is it about?
Lento othi mawuma ucabanga, uyicabange yini leyo?
And if you read this book, when Paul says, "It drives me to my knees," you get the impression it's out of thankfulness.
Mawufunda lencwadi uzu Paul ethi kumenza abe semadolweni, uthola lo mcabango ukuthi kusho ukuthi ukubonga.
Now just think of it. He sits in jail.
Awucabange lento, uhlele ejele.
There is no hope.
Alike ithemba.
Sentenced to death.
Usegwetshiwe ukuthi uzobulawa.
He's got all the reasons to complain.
Unazo zonke izathu ezingamenza khonone.
But yet when he just sits and thinks about everything, he can say, "Thank you, Lord."
Kodwa nokho mayihlale cabanga ngako konke, uyakwazi ukuthi athi ngiyabonga Nkosi.
Thank you, Lord, for what you do for us.
Ngiyabonga Nkosi ngalokho osenzela khona.
Can we say that?
Thina singakusho lokho na.
Maybe I think of all the difficulties.
Mhlambe ngicabanga zonke izinto ezinzima.
Maybe my work is so important that's all I think of.
Mhlambe umsebenzi wami wona nje obalulekile ngicabanga ngawo njalo.
And maybe it doesn't drive me to my knees.
Mhlambe kodwa kungenzi ukuba ngiguqe ngibe semadolweni.
Maybe it keeps me up at night.
Mhlambe uyangiqwashisa ebusuku.
Maybe it takes me away from the Lord.
Uyangisusa mhlambe enkosini.
Maybe there's no time to think of the Lord.
Mhlambe akusekho ngisho isikhathi sokucabanga ngenkosi.
If Paul in his situation can say, "Lord, when I just think of it, I can just praise your name."
Uma Paul kulezi zimo ebengathi Nkosi uma ngabe ngicabanga nje ngalokhu ngidumisa igama lakho.
How much more we?
Kangakanani ke kuthina?
We've got everything easy.
Sinakho konke thina kulula.
There's no persecution.
Akukho ukuzingelwa.
We have a full stomach every day. The Lord gives us everything we need. But yet, if we think about it, it doesn't even take us to our knees.
No, komas tabanga ngako gonke loko agus tobi agus kukrisa matolui.
It says here in the summary, it says it's a spontaneous reaction from Paul.
Kutiwa la kuinto ezel ezenzegela yo ivumbu kagye nupau.
He doesn't do it because he knows he must do it.
It's not
because he was taught to do it.
Ayi ngoba mhlambe wafundisa ukuthi akwenze.
It's a natural reaction. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing for me. These days, someone sent me a devotion from Oswald Chambers. My utmost for his highest.
Umgomo wami wokuthi ngifinyelele ekuphakameni okuphezulu.
Did you know Oswald Chambers was born in 1874? Many years ago. We still read his works. Amazingly, he got converted through a sermon of Charles Spurgeon.
At the age
of 15. Young people must listen. And at the age of 15, he started his ministry amongst poor people. He went into the poor areas and ministered to them. 15 years
old.
There's no excuse to say, I'm too young, I can't do anything for the Lord. At the age of 23, Oswald Chambers stopped his studies to go into full-time ministry. And he only lived till 43 years
old.
But by the time he was 43, he wrote enough that we still read it today.
Kodwa esenele umnyaka engamashumi amane nantathu ubesebhalo kwenele ukuthi sisakufunda namhlanje.
In my first 43 years, what have I got to show? And so in this devotion, I'll read it to you. We are made partakers of the divine nature, receiving and sharing God's own nature through his promises.
Senziwa abahlanganyeli nemvelo yakhe.
Then we have to work that divine nature into our human nature by developing godly habits. For Paul, it was the natural thing to give God the glory in every situation. The first habit to develop is the habit of recognizing God's provision for us. To recognize God's provision for
us.
How often do we fail him? We say, however, oh, I can't afford it. One of the worst lies is wrapped up in that statement.
We
talk as if our Heavenly Father has cut us off without a penny. We think it is a sign of true humility to say at the end of the day, well, I just barely got by today, but it was a severe struggle.
Sikhuluma kube ngathi ubaba wethu sezulwini usinqumile nje wasilahla singenayo ngisho upeni owodwa lo sithathe kube ngathi kuyinkulumo yokuzithoba ukuthi ekupheleni kosuku umuntu athi hey ngiphunyukile ngakwazi ukuphila kanzima kodwa bekungelula.
And yet all of Almighty God is ours in the Lord Jesus.
Nokho umnini mandla onke uNkulunkulu ungowethu enkosini uJesu.
Does it really matter that our circumstances are difficult?
Ngabe ngempela kusemqoka yini ukuthi izime esibhekana nazo zinzima?
Why shouldn't they be?
Kungani bekungamele sibe nzima na?
If we give way to our self-pity and indulge in the luxury of misery, we remove God's riches from our life and hinder others from entering into His provisions.
Uma thina sizinikela ekuzidabukeleni nasekwenzeni izinto ngendlela yethu, siyamvimba, siyamsusa uNkulunkulu ukuthi angene kuthina, bese sithiya abanye futhi ukuthi bangene kuyena uNkulunkulu.
No sin is worse than the sin of self-pity, because it removes God from the throne of our lives, replacing Him with our own self-interests.
Asikho isono esikhulu kunesono sokuzidabukela ngoba siyamsusa uNkulunkulu esihlalweni sakhe sobukhosi empilweni zethu bese sibeka thina uqobo lwethu.
It causes us to open our mouths only to complain, and we simply become spiritual sponges. Sponges, like a sponge.
Lokho kusivulela ukuthi masivule umlomo nje kube ukukhononda kuphela, sigcine sesiyizimpontshi nje ngokomoya.
Always absorbing, never giving, and never being satisfied. Never being satisfied.
Njalo siyamuma, siyamunca nje ukuza kuthina, sifuna ukuza ngakuthina, sineliswa, njalo asineliswa.
David says in the Psalms, "All my springs are in you."
UDavid uthe hubeni yonke imthombo yami ivela kuwe.
Everything that comes to me comes from you.
Yonke into ezakimi ivela kuwena.
All my springs that sustain me comes from you.
Yonke imthombo ezakimi ivela kuwena.
I don't understand a Christian that can just complain.
Angimqondi umzalwane ohlale khona njalo nje.
Not even just complain. Some days I just complaining.
Hayi nje ukuthi uyakhonona nje kodwa nje njalo yena uyakhonona.
I don't understand it. It doesn't cross my mind.
Angiqondi lokho akungeni emqondweni wami.
In Afrikaans we say it's above me. It's gaan my verstand te boven.
Ngesibhunu ukuthiwa kungaphezulu komqondo wami, awukwazi ukufinyelela umqondo wami khona.
How a Christian close to the Lord every day can complain.
Ukuthi kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi umKristu oseduze kwenkosi usuku nosuku akhonone.
I don't know what you're thinking. Maybe you're complaining you think will change the world. I don't know. But I don't understand a Christian full of complaints.
Angazi ukuthi wena ucabangani, mhlawumbe ucabanga ukuthi ukukhonona kwakho kuzoguqula umhlaba, kodwa angazi ukuthi ngempela kwenzeka kanjani ukuthi ugcwale ukukhonona.
If anything, Paul should have complained.
Uma bekungenzeka ngayo yonke indlela uPaulu yena bengakhonona.
If anything, he should have made us aware of his misery.
Uma bekungenzeka ubengasivezela usiza abhekene nalo.
If anything, he should have at least told us how difficult it is.
Uma bekungenzeka ubengasitshena noma kancane nje asivezele ukuthi kunzima kangakanani.
No, you don't read of that.
Nokho asikufundi konke.
Instead, you read of Paul inspiring those who are free outside.
Kodwa nokho sithola uPauli ekhuthaza labo abakhululekile ngaphandle.
Yet you heard of Paul praising the Lord.
Nokho siza uPauli eyidumisa iNkosi.
As I said, spontaneous. Comes by itself, it's a natural reaction.
Njoba ngishilo ukuthi kuyazenzekela nje kuvele kusivelele kuyena, kuyimvelo kuyena.
When Paul thinks of his surroundings,
Ma uPaul ecabanga ngezinto ezimzungezile.
I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth.
Uthi ngiwa ngamadolo ngikhuleke kubaba osezulwini, umdali wakho konke nomhlaba wonke.
Verse 16, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit.
Ivesi leshumi nesithupha uyakhuleka ukuthi ukuba ngokwengcebo yenkazimulo yakhe anike ukuqiniseka emandleni ngomoya wakhe kumuntu ongaphakathi.
Then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong.
Uthi uKristu ahlale enhlizweni zenu ngokukholwa ukuze nigxile nisekelwe othandweni.
Last night I asked my wife, is there not a book with illustrations in that I can look for something?
Izolo kusihlwa ngiye ngabuza kumkamthi ayikho incwadi enezithombe nemfanekiso engingabuka kuyona.
And so she left And she brought me a book.
Wahamba wayesebuya nencwadi.
With one story in.
Ebinencwadi ebinendaba ethize.
A few hundred pages.
Incwadi enamakhasi angamakhulu athize.
I thought now I won't have time to read through this whole story.
Ngacabanga ukuthi ayengeke ngibe nesikhathi sokuyifunda yonke le ndaba.
But then I started paging through it.
Kodwa nokho ngaqala ngayiphenya.
And it's a book called Fire in the Islands.
Incwadi le ebizwa ngaleso sihloko kuthiwa umlilo osesiqhingini.
It's about the revival in the Solomon's Islands.
Indaba ekhuluma ngemvuselelo ezweni lase Solomon Islands.
Solomon Islands are just northwest of Australia if I look on the map.
Leyo ndawo ingasenyakatho ne-Australia mawubuka i-map.
And it happened 1970. It started in 1970.
Yaqala ngonyaka ka-1970.
I'll read a bit from it.
Ngizofunda nje okufishane kuyona.
There's a new longing to pray, a new hunger for God's word, and a new sensitivity to the Spirit who is holy.
Ukhona ukulangazelela okusha kokuthandaza, ukulangazelela okusha kokufundisa likaNkuluNkulu, nokuzwela ukusheshuzwe kalula indlela kaNkuluNkulu.
Paul said we need to be spirit-filled.
UPaul uthi sidinga ukuthi sigcwaliswe ngomoya.
Yes, I say the Spirit is holy.
La bathi umoya ungcwele.
Jotham Osuta once said, "The Holy Spirit is unable to fill the life that has some sin harbored in it."
Loyo ke oshoyo kuthiwa wathi umoya akakwazi ukugcwalisa impilo enesono esithize sicashile.
Not all sin, some sin.
Hayi zono zonke kodwa esinyi sono.
The Holy Spirit is so very sensitive about things we might consider unimportant.
Umoya ingcwele uyezwela kalula ezintweni thina esingathi azibalulekile.
The Holy Spirit we find is very, very sensitive.
Umoya ingcwele sithola ukuthi unozwela kakhulu.
He's sensitive. Do we treat him sensitive?
Uyezwela.
Or do we take it lightly?
Noma thina sikuthatha kalula nje lokho.
In the Solomons we say that his blessing in our lives is like an egg that must be held carefully. If we let it drop, it's gone.
Bathi ke bona kulezi ziqhinga bebekuzona bathi bayambonga uNkulunkulu ngendlela ababusisa ngayo kodwa isibusiso sakhe kumele basiphathise kweqanda ongathi mabelidedela selihambile.
Or we say it's like bringing back stream water to our friends working in the food garden. We carry the water in a taro leaf. Now those days they took a leaf, they would take water from the stream, and they would carry it to the people working.
Noma lesibusiso sifana nokulethela abafowethu abalimayo engadini sibalethela amanzi ngeqabunga bekuneqabunga ngaleso sikhathi abebelisebenzisa elikhulu lokukha amanzi baphathe ngalo kudinga ucophelele.
We must take care not to let anything pierce the leaf or the water will run out.
Kumele siqaphele ukuthi kungabukhona okuzolihlaba noma kulisike leli qabunga ngoba azovuza chitheka amanzi.
Even a little hole will prevent our friend's thirst being quenched.
Ngishimbo tjane ncane izovimba ukuthi ukoma kwabafowethu abasebenzayo bangabe besakwazi ukuthola amanzi.
Even a little hole, something small that hinders the Holy Spirit.
Ngishinto encane imbotshana encane nje le ethiya umoya ongcwele.
I remember Baba once explained to us, sin is like sand.
Ngiyakhumbula ubaba wakwasichazela wathi sono sifana nesihlabathi.
When you get a grain of sand in your eye,
ma unesihlabathi inhlayiya nje encane esihlabathi esweni.
You can't do anything. It's irritating you.
Awukwazi ukwenza lutho lento iyakuhlupha.
And you won't stop until you've got this out of your eye.
Ngeke uphumule uze ukhiphe lento eseswini.
Else you can't see properly and you might trip.
Ngaloko lokho ngeke ubone kahle ungenze uquzuke.
Sin must be like that.
Isono kumele sibe njalo.
When we make a mistake that we don't rest until we've closed that hole.
Uma senza iphutha singaphumuli size sivale leyo mbobo.
George Strachan put it this way.
UGeorge Strachan yena ukubeka ngalendlela.
To me, revival is truth becoming alive and powerful.
Kumina imvuselelo iyiqiniso libonakala liphila liba namandla.
We might say God is good and we mean it.
Kungenzeka sithi uNkulunkulu muhle futhi siqinisile kulokho.
But for the goodness and holiness of God to really come home to us, We need the ministry of the Spirit.
Kodwa ukuze ubuhle nobukhulu bukaNkulunkulu bube phakathi kwethu, sidinga ukuthi sisetshenze uMoya oNgcwele.
We need the Holy Spirit.
Siyamdinga uMoya oNgcwele.
There was a time in my life where I thought it's only for the few elect.
Kukhona isikhathi empilweni yami la ngangacabanga ngathi hayi ngathi kuqondene nabathiza abambalwa nje abakhethiwe.
Only some will receive it. For the average person, it's probably impossible.
Phela mhlamba abathiza bayomamukela umuntu nje ojwayelekile kwangathi hayi ngeke kwenzeke.
But there was a time when I realized if I don't get it, if I can't be spirit-filled, I won't experience the fullness of this gospel.
Kodwa kwakhona isikhathi la engaqonda khona ukuthi uma ngingamamukeli, uma ngingagcwaliswa ngomoya ongcwele, ngeke ngibuzwe ubumnani bokugcwala kwaleli vangeli.
And so it's of utmost important to guard it with my life.
Ngakho kubaleke kakhulu ukuthi ngiqaphele ngempilo yami.
To aim for it, to strive for it with all I've got.
Ukuthi ngiphikelele, ngijonge khona ngakho konke nginakho.
And then to guard it with all my life, as if my life depends on it.
Bese ngiqapha ngayo yonke impilo yami, kubonakala ukuthi incike ngempela impilo yami khona.
Otherwise, I will lose it.
Ngale kwalokho ngizolahlekela.
Michael Milau said on one occasion, people have often asked me, how did you feel in the revival? And my answer has always been transparent.
UMichael Milau uthi, abantu njalo bebehlale bengibuza ukuthi, wezwa kwenzekani emvuselelweni, uthi impendulo yami iyodwa nje ngihlale ngiphendula ngayo, ngazizwa ngisobala.
Sorry, I read a lot, but it was so sweet to me when I read it.
Ningixolele ukufunda kube kuningi nje kodwa kube mnandi kumina ngesikhathi ngifunda.
I felt that somebody was looking right through me.
Ngazizwela kube ngathi khona ongibukayo abuke phakathi kumina.
And that there was nothing in me that could be hidden anymore.
Ngezwa kungasekho lutho phakathi kumina engingakwazi ukulifihla.
We hide things.
Siyayifihla izinto.
We think no one will see it.
Sicabanga ukuthi akekho ozobona.
We think no one will notice.
Sithi hayi akekho ozophawula.
But when God comes, we can't hide anything anymore.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu esefikile, asisakwazi ukufihla lutho.
I remember Dr. Albie once said in a service.
Ngiyakhumbula uDokotela Fanyeden wake wathi ngenye inkonzo.
That the biggest sign of unbelief is secret sin.
UPaul khulu kunazo zonke lokungakholwa ukufihla isono.
That's what you do when no one's watching.
Lokho kwenza makungekho umuntu okubhekile.
Even that what you think in secret.
Ngishona lokho okucabangayo ekusithekeni.
Why?
Ngani na?
Because you don't believe there's a God that sees you.
Ngoba ukholwa phela ukuthi khona uNkulunkulu okubonayo.
You don't believe like I say here that it's like someone sees right through you.
Ngoba awukholwa njengoba esho lo obesho ukuthi khona ongibukayo obuke kujuleni.
That's why you can sin in secret.
Ingakho wona emfihlakalweni.
That is the heart of revival, to be in the presence of God.
Ileyo inhliziyo yemvuselelo ukuthi ube sebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu.
To be in the presence of God.
Ube sebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu.
Every day, every minute. I'm in God's presence. He sees me.
Usuku nosuku umzuzu nomzuzu ngiphambi kaNkuluNkulu uyangibona.
How does the Holy Spirit convict us of sin?
Usihlaba kanjani uMoya oNgcwele ngesono na?
I'm just leaving some out because of time.
Ngizokushiya nje okunye ngenxa yesikhathi.
He brings us into the very presence of God so that we become aware of our sins.
Usiletha phambi kaNkuluNkulu ebukhoneni bukaNkuluNkulu ngqo. Ukuze sazi izono zethu.
Just like Isaiah who cried, woe is me, for I'm lost, for I'm a man of unclean lips. Isaiah 6 verse 5.
Njengo Isaiah owakhala wathi maye kimi ngokuba ngiyumuntu ozindebe zakhe ingcolile, mawufunda incwadi kaIsaiah sahlose sesithupha verse lesihlanu.
And they were convicted of their sin because they were in the presence of God.
Wahlatshwa noma nabo bahlatshwa ngesono ngenxa ukuthi bebephambi kukaNkuluNkulu ebukhoneni bakhe.
We might think of it as this, in this way. Every home has a door. And ever we go into a house, we enter through many doors.
Singakucabanga ngalendlela. Umuzi nomuzi unomnyango. Masingene mnyango, singena ngaphakathi, sesingangena ecapheni eningi.
Becomes a habit to go through a door.
Ugcina sekumkhuba nje ukungena udlule emnyango.
Now imagine going through a particular house, the home of a very wealthy man.
Manje ucabange ungena emnyango thize, umnyango womuntu oyisicebi.
You walk straight into his house without thinking.
Uvela ungene nje endlini yakhe ungacabanganga nokucabanga.
And suddenly you become aware of the beautiful carpet.
Khona lapho bese ubona ubuhle buka carpet phansi.
The whole house, the furniture, everything beautiful.
Indlu yonke ifenisha yonke into yinhle.
You look at the purity of the beautiful carpet and you think, is there mud on my shoes?
Ubuke ubuhle nokuhlanzeka balo carpet bese ucabanga ukuthi ngazi anginalo nodaka enyaweni.
Then you look down and back. And yes, you have left muddy marks and you think, what a mess. It is a very real feeling as you see the beautiful carpet spoiled by mud.
Bese mawubheke emuva ubone inyawo isixathu zenyawo zodaka ubone ukuthi awungaze ngangcolisa kuumuzo ofanayo loyo mawusubona indlela ukhapethe ongcolise ngayo.
Then you realize the owner of the house is looking at you and at the mud. And you feel that you want to clean the mud away with your tears, and that yet it would not be enough.
Bese khona lapho uqonda ukuthi umnikazi wendlu ukugqolozele ubuka nala ungcolise khona ufise ukususa lezi lamabalo daka loludaka ngenyembezi zakho kodwa ubonta kwenene.
It is like that with the very temple of God, your body. You see the dirty marks left inside his temple. And you want to clean away those marks with your tears, but you do not have enough tears. And you know that no soap, no shampoo can cleanse away those marks.
Kunjalo ngethempeli likaNkulunkulu umzimba wakho, uyawabona lamabala loludaka ongcolise ngalo, ufisa ukulisusa ngenyembezi zakho, kodwa awunazi inyembezi ezenele, futhi ayikho insipho, sikho isihlanzisisi ongasisebenzisa esenele.
Dear Christian, have you been there?
Mkristo othandekayo usuke wafika kuleso sigaba
na. Where you realize I cannot do this.
La uqonda khona ukuthi angikwazi ukuyenza lento.
Have you been there where you pleaded to the Lord?
Usuke wafika la umncenga khona uNkulunkulu.
That you realize it's his grace that can save you.
Ukuze uqonde ukuthi umusa wakhe kuphela ongakusindisa.
Have you been there where you see your muddy marks on the carpet.
Usuka wafika kuleso sigaba la ubona khona udaka inyawo esinodaka phansi ku carpet.
Have you been there where you realized God's presence?
Ngabe usuke wafika la ubona khona uqonda ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu.
And that you know only God can save me.
Futhi bese wazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuphela ongakusindisa.
But then it is as though you hear the words. No tears can wipe off those dirty marks. Only the blood of Jesus can cleanse you.
Kodwa bese kube ngathi uyezwa kukhona iphimbe elithi akukho zinyembezi ezingasula lolo daka kuphela igazi lika Jesu Christu.
And you are glad and rejoice and you have a sense of indebtedness to God.
Bese uthokoza ujabule uzizwe unalowo muzwa ukuthi uyamdinga futhi uyamkweleta uNkulunkulu.
That is how the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, by bringing us into the very presence of God, so that we compare ourselves with that holy presence and become aware of our sinfulness.
Usihlaba kanjalo umoya ongcwele ngesono ngokusibeka ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu bese sizibona thina siziqhathanise nobungcwele bakhe sibone ububi bethu.
Then we are like Isaiah after he had cried, I am a man of unclean lips, when the angel took the piece of burning charcoal from the altar and said, your guilt is taken away and your sin forgiven.
Bese sifana noIsaya ngesikhathi esekhalile wathi ngumuntu ozindebe zakhe ezingcolile lapho ingelosi sithatha ilahle ngodlawu ealtare yabeka emlonyeni wakhe yathi usuhlanziwe isono sakho sesithethelelwe.
This is revival when the Spirit of God brings us into his presence.
Ile imvuselelo la umoya kaNkuluNkulu esiletha ebukhoneni bukaNkuluNkulu.
I'm rushing to finish. I see the time is almost up.
Iphuthumela ukuqeda ngibona isikhathi esihambile.
Do we still realize What role has been placed on our shoulders? What responsibility we have?
Sisabona yini saqonda yini ukuthi ungakanani umthwalo osemahlombe ethu na?
Do we realize the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit?
Siyaqonda yini siyaqonda yini ubucayi nokuzwela kukaMoya oNgcwele?
Is it my main thinking and focus every day that I don't lose this gift?
Ngabe kuyiwona umgomo wami wansuku zonke nengikujongile insuku zonke ukuthi ngaphuthelwa ngalahlekelwa lesipho na?
Whether I'm at home, whether I'm at my work, whether I'm at the platform that they're making, wherever I am, that spiritually, I'm on my knees.
Noma ngabe ngisekhaya, noma ngisemsebenzini, noma ngabe ngikuphi, ngokomoya njalo ngihlale ngisemadolweni.
In thankfulness, what the Lord is doing for me.
Ngokubonga ngalokho iNkosi engenzela khona.
In this book, in the one place, it talks about when you find the Lord, that it's overwhelming.
Kule ncwadi kwenye indawo kukhulunywa ngokuthi uma uyithola iNkosi uzwe kuphuphuma kugcwala yonke indawo ngaphakathi.
When you experience the power of the Holy Spirit, that it's so big, everything else becomes small.
Uma usuwezwa amandla kaMoya oNgcwele abe makhulu ngalendlela ukuthi yonke enye into ibe ncane.
It overwhelms everything.
Adlule yonke into.
That's how it should be.
Bekumele kube njalo.
That my closeness to the Lord, my spiritual state overwhelms everything.
Ukuthi ukusondela kwami enkosini, ukuba senkosini kwami kwedlule konke okunye.
Then that problem becomes small.
Bese ke leyo nkinga izovela ibe ncane.
In comparison, it becomes small.
Uma uyiqhathanisa nokunye ibe ncane.
No matter what it is.
Noma ngabe lihlobo luni lwenkinga.
But if I'm not sensitive to the Holy Spirit,
kodwa uma ngenabo ungenaki ukuzwa,
if I've sin in my life and they can't fill me,
ngingamuzi uMoya oNgcwele engakwazi ukugcwalisa impilo yami,
then I lose that power.
Ngizolahlekelwa yilawo mandla.
Then that power becomes small and that difficulty becomes big.
Asebonaka kumina eyamandla amancane inselele engibhekene nayo ibenkulu.
And soon I'll find that my focus is on that difficulty.
Akuzuthatha isikhathi ngizothola ukuthi amehla amasegqolozele ajonge kulobunzima.
Whether it be sin, whether it be situation, whatever it is, soon that becomes my focus.
Noma isono, noma isimo engibhekene naso, noma ngabe yini khona lapha amehla amasezojonga kulento.
And it will drive me off my knees.
Leonto izongisusa emadolweni.
So that I don't kneel anymore.
Ukuze ngingabe ngisaguqa ngikhothame.
Dear Christians, we've got a responsibility.
Bazalwane sinomthwalo.
We are called Christians because we follow Christ.
Sibizwa ngamaKristu ngoba silandela uKristu.
And if we follow Christ, we must strive to be like him.
Uma silandela ke uKristu kumele siphikelele sibe njengaye.
We can never be like him.
Asikwazi ukuba njengaye.
But we must get closer and closer to him.
Kodwa njalo kufanele siye ngokuya sisondela kuyena.
Then everything of this world becomes just by the way.
Bese konke kwalelizwe kugcina sekuyinto nje.
Because that is what matters.
Ngoba iloko kusuke sekusemqoka.
May we be found faithful.
Wangathi singatholakala sithembekile.
May we be there where we should be.
Sitholakale siyilast ingeka khona.
And if we don't feel it, and we know something is not there, cry out to the Lord.
Uma singakuzwa lokho sazi ukuthi asikho la sidingeka khona sikhale enkosini.
We have men of God between us who we can go to and say, pray with me. Something is wrong.
Sinamadoda kaNkuluNkulu phakathi kwethu esingakhala kuona sithi thandaza nami khona okungahambi kahle.
Pray with me, something is missing.
Ngithandazele khona okusilele.
And strive for it.
Bese uphikelele futhi.
If you have time, go and read Ephesians.
Maunesikhathi hamba ufunde kwabaseEfeso.
If you can find this book, read it.
Mongayithola nalencwadi esikhulume ngayo ifunde.
It's better than sitting on your cell phone.
Kungcono kabi lokho kunokuhlala nje uhlalela umakhale ekhukhwini.
May the Lord be merciful to us.
Kwangathi iNkosi ngaba nomusa kuthina. Siyabonga.
He has actually got much more time than what he thought.
Empeleni ubesene isikhathi esiningi kunaloko
abekucabanga. And he could have carried on much more.
Besengaqhubeka kakhulu.
Because these are vital truths that we've heard.
Ngoba maqiniso asemqoka lawo
esiwezwa. So easy. It's so easy that your attention is drawn away and the devil takes you on a side road.
Kululeka ukuthi udonseleke eceleni uSathane akukhiphe ngenye indlela.
Remember what the Lord taught you right in the beginning.
Khumbula lokho inkosi yakufundisa kona ekuqaleni.
Remember how you were sensitive.
Khumbula ukuthi ubunozwela kangakanani.
Remember how you couldn't do anything with asking first.
Khumbula ukuthi ungakwazi kwenza lutho ungabuzanga.
And Paul, we've heard, although it was so difficult, he thanked God.
Sizwile ukuthi uPaul noma bekunzima kangakanani ubembonga uNkulunkulu.
And that was a sign that God had filled his life.
Ilolo phawu oluvezayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu beyigcwalisile impilo yakhe.
But as we've heard, we complain.
Kodwa njoba sizwile thina siyakhonona.
We become insensitive to what God wants us to do.
Sigcina singasezwa lokho uNkulunkulu afuna sikwenze.
Remember when you were coming and how God was dealing you in your life. Just think. We've heard. Just be quiet. Just listen. Think of what God has already done for you.
Kumbula ufika la uNkulunkulu eyisebenza impilo yakho, thula, lalela uze ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukumbulelane.
Remember how you couldn't sleep because of a certain thing in your life.
Kumbula ukuthi ubungakwazi ukulala ngenxa yento ethize
empilweni. How the Holy Spirit could reveal himself to you.
Ukuthi umoya ngcwele bezambula kanjani
kuwe. How he could speak to your heart.
Bekhuluma kanjani nenhliziyo.
And today,
namhlanje,
maybe the, as we've heard, there are other things that are more important.
Kame njoba sizwile khona ezinye izinto ezibaluleke kakhulu.
We are so easy taken aback by other things because they become larger, more important than what the Lord is.
Sidonseleke emuva kalula njengezinto eziningi ngoba sezinkulu zibalekile kunayo uNkulunkulu.
Friends, it's important what we've heard this morning.
Sihlobo kusemqoke sikuzwile kuseni namhlanje.
That is where God wants us to be.
Ila uNkulunkulu esifuna
ukuthi. That is where God wants to work in us.
Ila uNkulunkulu efuna ukusebenza kuthini.
May he help us. May he carry us. May we go back there. Remember, go back there where you have fallen, the Bible says.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza sibuyele lapho siwe khona lisho njalo iBhayibheli.
Remember there where things went wrong.
Khumbula la konakala khona izinto.
Go back and make it right.
Pinde muva ukulungise.
Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Muzwe umoya ongcwele.
And then I'd like to end with this point again, to be thankful.
Ithanda ukuphetha ngaleli phuzu lokubonga.
A thankful heart shows you that God is greater than your circumstances and what you are doing.
Inhliziyo ebongayo iveza ukuthi uNkulunkulu mkhulu kunakho
konke. A thankful heart is a heart that experiences the Lord revealing himself to him.
Inhliziyo ebongayo inhliziyo eza uNkulunkulu ezambula
kuyo. You know, last night, yesterday evening, I was busy with something.
Izolo kusihlwa khona bengikwenza.
Actually, I was running.
Empeleni bengigijima.
You know, and while I was there,
empeleni ngise
lapho. And I was speaking to the Lord.
Ngikhuluma nenkosi.
The Lord spoke to me.
Yakhuluma nami inkosi.
And I pray that what she said is fulfilled and is practiced in my life.
Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi lokho akushilo kuwenzeke kufezeke empilweni
yami. There where you are, can God speak to you?
Lapho khona uNkulunkulu uyakwazi
ukukhuluma. When you are busy, wherever you are, can he reveal himself to you?
Mawuma tasatasa uNkulunkulu uyazambula nikuwena.
Oh, that we might be sensitive to what he says to us.
Kwangathi singaba nodlebe kuloko akusho ukuthi.
Because when he reveals his truth to our lives, that is when he makes us, that's when he builds us, and that is where we find his grace and his power.
Ngoba umezambula ngamaqiniso akhe empilweni zethu, ila sithola khona umusa wakhe.
We need those revelations.
Siyazidinga lezo zambulo.
We need those where we see God.
Siyadinga lezo sikhathi la sibona uNkulunkulu.
Like Isaiah saw him.
Njengoba Isaiah mbona.
Do you and I see God like that?
Ngabe mina nawe siyambona kanjalo.
Do we experience him such a way?
Siyamuzwa ngaleyo ndlela.
And that it does something to you and me.
Bese kube khona okwenzekayo kimi nabo.
The service this morning did something to me.
Le nkonzo yamanje khona
okwenzile kimi.
Ngiyabonga futhi.
And I want to have an ear to hear. Will you be thankful? Thanking God, even if it's difficult. Even if it sounds impossible. But to thank God. Yesterday I listened to a story of a lady who was in a concentration camp in the Second World War. They had a very difficult time. She lost part of her family in those camps. But she had the Lord, and the Lord carried her through. Even through those difficulties, they made her. They didn't break her. God sends them across our way. We have to go through them. Not to break us. Not to destroy us. But to build us up. And after the war, one day she was working and walking in a city. And lo and behold, she met one of those men who were so cruel to her. She didn't recognize him. He recognized her. Think of it, this cruel man amongst those thousands of people, he recognized her. And he went up to her and said, Miss So-and-so, do you remember me? And her eyes were opened. Her first reaction was, how can I forgive this cruel, hard man? Because he had told her, in the meantime, he's met the Lord. And then he prayed and said, Lord, bring me one person across my way, one of those prisoners, that I can ask for forgiveness.
And
that day, he met up with this young lady. And he said, please, can you forgive me? Her first reaction was, how can I forgive a man that does things like that to me? But then the Spirit of the God spoke to her. And he spoke to her about his love. His love that is shed abroad for everybody. And then with an honest heart, she could say to this once evil, evil man, I forgive you.
And
she stretched out her hand. She says, I do forgive you. You know what? She said that love was shed abroad like an ocean in her life. What she experienced at that moment, friends, that is what we must experience. God speaking to us, that we can experience Him and that He can reveal Himself to us through His Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord for His word. Take it home. Don't think about it. Practice it. That will be the key. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you that you've spoken to us. Where Paul reminds us of many different things that we've experienced and seen in our lives. And Lord Jesus, may we not lose that which you have for us. But by your grace, that which you have taught us, which you have reminded us again of today, that sensitivity, that obedience, that we may be partakers of it. Lord, as we go into this week, as you were with us this morning, be with us. Speak to us. May we have an ear to hear and hands to practice what you have said. Be with us. Ibanati. Carry us. Stwale. And wherever your children are today, even if they can't be in our midst or maybe not even able to listen, be with them, and Lord Jesus, lay your hand upon them.
Nomaphi lapha abantwana bakho bekhona namhla noma singakwazi ukuhlangana noma mhlawumbe bengakwazi ukulalela beke isandla sakho.
This we ask for the name of our, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Sicela lokho egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
Amen.
Amen.